the epistle appointed for this, the second Sunday in Advent, is taken from St. Paul, Epistle St. Paul to the Romans. Brethren, whatever things have been written for our instruction, that through the patience and the consolation afforded by the Scriptures, we may have hope. May then the God of patience and of comfort grant you to be of one mind towards one another, according to Jesus Christ, that one in spirit you may with one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive one another, even as Christ has received you, to the honor of God. For I say that Christ Jesus has been a minister of the circumcision in order to show God's fidelity in confirming the promises made to our fathers, but that the Gentiles glorify God because of his mercy, as it is written, therefore will I praise thee among the Gentiles, and will sing to thy name. And again he says, rejoice, you Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and sing his praises, all you peoples. And again Isaiah says, there shall be the root of Jesse, and he who shall arise to rule the Gentiles, in him the Gentiles shall hope. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace, in believing that you may abound in hope and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Please stand for the Holy Gospel, which is according to St. Matthew. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, when John had heard in prison of the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples to say to him, art thou he who is to come, or shall we look for another? And Jesus answering said to them, go and report to John what you have heard and seen. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead arise, and poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who is not scandalized in me. Then as these went away, Jesus began to say to the crowds concerning John, what did you go out to the desert to see? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Behold, those who wear soft garments are in the houses of kings. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, who shall make ready thy way before thee. This is the end of the epistle and gospel reading. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. In today's epistle, St. Paul is pointing out to us the importance of Scripture. That it is for us, as he says, has been written for our instructions, and that through the patience and consolation afforded by the Scriptures, we may have hope. This is if we live according to what Scripture says. It means that we have to put up with the things we have to put up with, but always keep our eyes focused on the good Lord. Let us remember how Job put up with his dealings. At first, Job had lots of land, lots of animals, cattle, sheep, large family. Lots of possessions. And then later on we read how he slowly but surely starts losing them. The family, the lands, animals. And what does he do? God has given, God has taken away. Bless ye the Lord. We too have to have that type of confidence and trust in our Lord. That when things that he permits us to suffer, do we not lose heart? After all, we say and profess that we are disciples of our Lord. We all claim this. But what's our proof of being disciples of our Lord? It is what he said. If you love me, keep my commandments and love one another. Do good to others. Be patient, charitable. Every time we come into the church and we make the sign of the cross, demonstrates that we are willing to change and should change. We need to put off the old man and put on the new. We have to strive with all our might to do what we say we profess before God. We all say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. And on the third day he rose again. We say these things. We confess and believe in these things. We must have a complete, strong conviction as we are preparing to celebrate Christmas in a few weeks, that while we believe these things, we do offer up to God the little sufferings and things that we have to put up with. And Scripture, of course, helps us do this if we meditate on properly. Look at all the inconvenience that the people that time had to go through. They don't have the luxuries that we have today. When they wanted to go see somebody, it was either a ride on a donkey or a long walk. But they did it. And they did it cheerfully. We must do all we can to the best of our ability to live the examples that are put before us. We read the lives of the saints, and we wish to try to imitate their virtues to the best of our ability. But believe me, they had to struggle to achieve these virtues. They didn't get up one morning and say, oh dear God, everything is just, well, I'm going to be as holy as I possibly can. I'm going to do this, that, and the other. They had to deal with a variety of characters, like everyone else. And they had to deal with it. And the injustice and the disrespect and every other evil that could fall upon them, they just bowed their heads. So be it. A small price to pay for the service to the Lord. Today in the gospel, when we first start reading it, it sounds like St. John might be doubting. But actually it was his disciples who were doubting. St. John no doubt preached to them about the Messiah, because he's the one that pointed him out. But I guess they wanted more proof. So he sends him to our Lord, and of course they ask the question, are you the one who we expect to come? Now our Lord could have just, I'm the Messiah, I'm the Son of God, and I came to do what I have to do. And I might say a few things that are nice. If he would have stopped short right there, I probably too would have doubt. Well, like everything, when we doubt, we want us to have proof of credentials. When you go someplace, sometimes you have to show your ID and things like that. Well, in this case, the credentials was our Lord's miracles. So he tells him, go back to John and tell him. That the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead rise, the poor have the gospel preached to them, and blessed is he who is not scandalized in me. And of course, that's the end of these two disciples. We never hear of them anymore. We can only assume that they went back believing. But then our Lord turns the tables and says, now why did you go out to see John? Who'd you go out to see? A man in soft garments or a weed? But then he goes on to prove Saint John the Baptist's credentials. You went out to see a prophet. A man clothed in penitential garb, in penance and prayer, trying to lead the people into penance and prayer to make ready for the Messiah's coming. That was his whole mission. This is the mission we try to do today by our fasting and prayer before Christmas. That we try to clean up the house a little bit. How do we exercise our faith? Are we sometimes uncomfortable to express it in public, making sign of the cross or such like? Sometimes we do have to stand up and defend the things that we confess to believe, that we told our Lord. That we confess, that we are strong conviction in faith. I have to admit, sometimes it is kind of disagreeable and uncomfortable when challenged. But then again, we truly believe and love the good Lord. It would not be too hard to tell someone, hey, language. We don't talk like that. We're adults. We're not kids. It's a good example that we have to show at all times, in all places. And on top of that, we have the greatest hope. It's the Holy Ghost who brings about the incarnation of our Lord. He gives us our greatest hope. And with that, how can anyone despair with such a gift as this? And this is what we are going to celebrate in a few short weeks. Mankind's greatest gift, the second person of the Blessed Trinity. And sadly to say, look how mankind is treating this most precious gift. May God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.